The Rights for All. Speech. I'm Chris Howard, and I've asked you, the Current Events Club members, to assemble here today in order to raise this question. Do you know what today is? It's November 20th, Universal Children's Day. If we can celebrate Mother's Day and Father's Day, why can't we celebrate an international holiday whose purpose is to focus on the rights of children? The fact that we don't have such a day suggests to me that we assume that children around the world already have basic rights. However, if this is our assumption, we are wrong. Nothing could be further from the truth. Did you know that hundreds of millions of children around the world are victims of violence? Some are recruited to become soldiers at an age when many of us were just learning to ride a bike. Did you know that 1 out of every 6 children is forced to work? Or that 100 million to 150 million children live on the streets and 400 million children go to bed hungry at night? This is information from the United Nations. In 1989, world leaders came to the UN to begin a long-term worldwide campaign on behalf of children. Recognizing children's fragility and defenselessness, the leaders wrote a comprehensive document to list the basic rights that all children deserve so they can live and develop to their full potential with protection from abuse and neglect. The document also stated there must be gender equity among children so that girls and boys have equal access to education. Our country, along with others, needs to do more to help enforce these mutual goals. We need to do more to protect the rights of children around the world and to mediate, or work together making compromises, to find better solutions when situations require it. I believe the countries of the world need to invest more money, more capital in these efforts. However, the first step is to raise awareness of the issue, and we can accomplish that by beginning to celebrate Universal Children's Day.